All right, Tim, we are back with another sparkling edition of the Appetite for Construction podcast. I'm with Tim Ward. Tim.
JP, what's up? And why is it sparkling?
Sparkling, you know, it's like a fine wine.
Sparkling?
Or okay. Grape juice.
Like the best champagne in the world.
That's right. Anyway, let's. What do you think? Should we bring him on? Let's get right to it.
Let's do it.
Well, we're excited to bring on Craig Childress. He's a plumber. He's been a plumber for 21 years. Peabody, Massachusetts. Is that right, Craig?
That's right.
He works at Boston University. He's in the facilities management and operations department at Boston University. Should I just talk in a Boston accent? Maybe that would help our listeners. But he's been there the last 6.5 years, so he's the lead worker of the plumbing shop. Craig, man, how you doing?
Hey, Craig.
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me on.
So when we were at the Builder Show, I saw you, talked to you for a little bit. You were looking dazzling in that, what was it, salmon peach suit?
It's a salmon color, yeah.
You were at the ICC, International Code Council booth. What were you doing there, first off?
I was invited down by the ICC. They just wanted to come out and celebrate my victory. Mm-hmm. last year, and I mean, it was really just to support the trades and do something good for a great accomplishment, and I was thrilled to go out there.
So the win that Craig is talking about, I mean, come on, it was it was the Elite Trade Championship Series 2023. It was Craig entered the plumbing and the HVAC division. Turns out he won both. And so my question to you is, I guess, or a statement is, plumbers can do everything, right, Craig?
We certainly feel we can, yeah.
So anyway, take us through that process of how you found out about it, how you were interested in it, how you entered it, you know, the process of going down to the championship in Florida. Tell us all about this. This is a super cool thing.
So definitely super awesome event. The way I heard about it was a friend of mine who I actually used to work with won the HVAC championship in 2022. So he went down, won the championship, came home, $40,000 check and a big trophy. And I couldn't wait to, you know, learn more about it, get involved in 2023. The way that you start getting involved is you go to HVACnationals.com or plumbingnationals.com, either option, whichever, you know, whatever field you're in or potentially both. You take a 5-minute, online course, quiz. Whoever gets the most amount right, you keep on moving on throughout. You move on to round two. I think there was 38 people in HVAC last year, and I believe it was like 15 or 20 that moved on to round two in plumbing. So you get through, it's like code questions, safety questions, you know, things that we come across in the field. Once you move on to round two, it's an at-home assembly of fittings. You're either soldering or brazing, depending on the tray that you're in, but the Elite Trade Championship Series sends you a box with all your fittings, all your pipes, everything that you need to assemble this. So you get everything, you lay it out, you're there. And this is probably actually the most nerve-wracking portion of the whole thing, because you got one shot to do this and you're at home, you're not used to it. My wife was videoing me assembling all this, and you have to video it. You have one shot at it. You can't stop it. You can't redo it. You got 20 minutes to do it. You assemble it on camera, whether you're doing a nitrogen purge for the brazing or you're soldering. But you assemble the whole thing. You got a timer. You hit the timer. You put it all together. Stop the timer, and that's your submission for round two. You submit that to them. They take all their round two submissions. At that point, you're either notified that you're going down to Florida to compete for the national championship, or unfortunately, you know, better luck next year. I was fortunate enough to get through on both of them. We went down and, they pay for, you know, everything for me to get there. So got my flight, my hotel, all my food while I was down there, you know, a bunch of swag. They gave us boots. They gave us, you know, shirts to compete in, hard hats, everything like that. So the cool part is they actually supply all the tools. You don't need it. You don't need to bring anything. You just show up, ready to go, open mind, because you just never know what you're going to come across during the competition. And the HVAC one was two rounds. Round one, it went from, I think there's 15 of us down there for HVAC, down to five for the finals. And then there was five of us, and there was only one round for the plumbing. So went down, fortunate enough to win both of them. And I mean, walked away with $50,000 and two trophies.
How long is the event, when you're in Florida, how long is that lengthwise? Couple days? Is it?
So you fly down the day before just to get your bearings. You check in, get to the hotel. So if you're competing in one event, it's just one day. So you fly down the day before, you compete that day. You'd fly home the following day. For me in particular, I flew down, I think, Thursday. I competed, Friday for plumbing. I competed Saturday for HVAC, and then I flew home Sunday.
Okay. So what John should have led with, what the hell did you do with that $50,000?
So we were throwing around some ideas. A lot of it's still left. We haven't gone crazy. We did book a family vacation for everybody to go away. And, I did promise my kids that they've been asking about a dog for a long time. And, I jokingly said to them, if I win both of them, you'll get a dog. So, we have a dog.
Well, and as before we jumped on the podcast, we were talking a little bit, and I had told John earlier this morning, I was reading some background information. I came across a story, that BU, Boston University, had put in one of their newsletters or their alumni magazine. And the author called you the Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders of the trades. What's it feel like to be called that?
It's crazy. I'll tell you, from winning both of them, everything that has happened to me from that moment up until I met you guys, has been just out of this world. I mean, to hear just the unbelievably nice things, like, you know, like the Deion Sanders and the Bo Jackson thing. I mean, it was a great laugh for my wife and I. And, you know, looking back at being a kid and, you know, idolizing these people, and not that I feel that I'm anywhere near any of those, but it's just a funny, fun comparison to know that you can do two trades, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah. It's the whole thing's been a lot of fun.
There's no disrespect here, but was there any like sort of animosity, like these guys at HVAC, this is their profession, this is their trade, and then you know, you come in and you beat them. I don't know if animosity is the right word, but it's like, what the heck, you know, any of that?
I don't think so. No, I mean, everybody down there was really for the trades, really about building up the trades, and not just, you know, Service Titan or the Elite Trade Championship Series or anybody that was, you know, helping host it or any of the sponsors, but it was really the competitors too. I feel like there was a mutual respect between all of us that, you know, no matter who won, it was still a great opportunity. You know, it was something that you never think that as a trades person, you'd go down and compete for, you know, a national championship and, you know, these two awesome trophies, you know, this large sum of money either, you know, so there was a lot of support. I feel
you talk about uplifting the trades, but you know, CBS, the station, CBS, the, you know, one of the nationally syndicated TV stations was filming there while you were there. and they ran the event in December a couple times. How, I mean, that's got to make you feel good and kind of nervous at the same time while you're performing. But for a national, you know, powerhouse station to be broadcasting something about the trades, tell me about that. It's got to be pretty cool.
Unbelievable, right? Is once again, it's one of those things you just never expect. You know, you sit in tons of basements and you replace boilers and you're dealing with crack cast iron or, you know, whatever your job is for that day, to go from that to, you know, be on a national television to competing in what you're doing every day is really is crazy. But it was awesome for, you know, my kids to see, cause they didn't come down with me, but they saw it on TV and like they were really amped up to watch it on TV. So, it was a great moment for me to be able to watch my kids enjoy me compete, you know, cause they don't see me ever work and to see everything go down the way that it did was a great moment for me and my family.
Well, you don't wake up one day and just become number one at your profession. So give us a little bit of background. Talk about what it took to become where you are today.
Well, I think all tradespeople go through the same thing. Is I think that there's a lot of dedication, a lot of missed events, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, it's a lot of hours in to be good at your profession. I feel like you have to dedicate all those hours, whether it's, you know, on the field, in the field, whether it's on the phone helping somebody, whether it's on the phone getting help from somebody, or spending time in the classroom. You know, I mean, it's always about learning. It's always been about learning for me, whether it's, you know, going to a classroom, doing formal learning or learning from, you know, somebody that has, you know, 30 more years experience than I do, or, you know, somebody that just started last week and, you know, they had a good idea and, well, you know what, I'll take and run with that. So the last 6 months of my life has been nuts. So in the best possible way.
I thought you had mentioned that you were, you know, you went to a vocational school, you looked at different trades and you said plumbing was the most interesting and, you know, fit for you. Why was that?
As a freshman in high school, they gave me the opportunity to use a torch and, It was a great way to get introduced into the plumbing field. And going through the rest of them, I enjoyed electrical. I enjoyed, you know, there's a few others that I enjoyed, but ultimately I think it was the torch that really kind of did it for me. I've always liked working my hands. It seemed like it was a good opportunity to starting to be able to create something. And I mean, fortunately it worked out for me.
Yeah, I mean, they always say, like, you know, some people that enter the trades just aren't cut out for school and work in a cubicle and things like that. Is that kind of, I wouldn't say, you know, you're wired differently, but it's just something that is, you just don't, you know, the schooling process and working in a corporate America and sitting in the cubicle, you could never see yourself doing that, right?
So I don't really see myself sitting in a cubicle for sure. I love creating. I love building. I love, you know, taking something that's old and giving it a modern twist to it and giving something that I can walk away where I did a good job, you know, or what could I have done better? You know, always improving whatever situation I'm in. Classroom wise, I certainly continue to this day always going to school. I mean, it's something that hopefully everybody is continuing to do because there's always something more that you can learn. But yeah, I don't see myself ever really sitting in a cubicle. I love working my hands too much.
Well, you work in a college setting. So, you know, all the kids that you see around during the day are in school, in college. That being said, I'm curious, what would you say to that kid in high school or that's, you know, out of high school, doesn't know what they want to do with their life? What would you tell them about the trades that you think would make their life better?
If you haven't heard, Navien's new NPF hydro furnace is on the market, and they're offering an unbelievable incentive to try it. This new furnace from Navien is 97% AFUE ultra-low NOx and has an industry-leading variable capacity ranging from 15 to 100%. Right now, contractors can get a $1,000 gift card when they go to NavianFurnace.com and submit their first NPF purchase info. Again, that's a $1,000 gift card. NPF purchases must be made between January 22nd and April 15th, 2024, and submitted through the form at NavianFurnace.com by April 20th, 2024. See full promotion details at NavianFurnace.com. Don't miss out on this great promotion.
I would just explain to them, just kind of like what you were saying, is there's other routes to going in life. You don't just have to go to college because that's what, you know, your parents did, or that's just what you've been told all your life that you need to do. Joining the trade, not only is it good for you just as a profession, but you also can take that and use it on your own home. I mean, like it doesn't just stop at where you, what you do for a living. The amount of money that I've saved working on my own house, and it's not just, you know, plumbing or heating. It's, you know, it's learning the other trades while I'm out in the field, is, you know, watching other people work while I'm doing my job. And, you know, oh, all right, well, your 2x4 is a 16 on center. And, you know, you start building up that, you know, the other information that you're learning from around, you know, the work that's happening around you, whether it's new construction or service or HVAC. You know, I started plumbing wise, and then we went, you know, I went from plumbing to heating to cooling, and then I started getting into low voltage wiring and stuff like that. So it's there's always something to learn, and it's always there's always something new happening. The technology is always changing. It's never you show up to, you know, work and you do your 9-to-5 and it's the same boring thing, and you're not sitting there punching, you know, the same keys every day and, you know, running numbers. It's always something new, and you meet a lot of great people out in the field too. And, I mean, it's just the trades, I feel like, especially right now, is just such a great opportunity. There's so many great tools that are out there that, you know, make our lives so much easier now compared to, you know, years ago. There's just, you can take the trade and kind of make it into whatever you want. You know, if you want to be a business owner, you can be a business owner. You don't have to necessarily even work with the trade, with the tools. You know, get the foundation and then build this, you know, beautiful house with, based on being the business owner. You don't need to do it anymore, you know?
Well, I did read that when you did win the contest, right after you won, you FaceTime your daughter. And she's 12, right?
She is, yeah.
And she said something like, "I'm proud of you." I mean, that's gotta, tell me how that made you feel, man. That's gotta be awesome.
So that was probably the best part of the day. Yeah. You know, you, for something that, you know, my wife has always seen, just because of the conversations we've had, and, the long hours you put in, you know, when the kids are sleeping, you're out working, and, you know, you get out, you're out of the house before they even wake up. To hear that sentence from my daughter, you know, meant the world to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious, what has your son taken the trophies to show and tell at school yet?
So he's going into kindergarten this year, but he certainly walks around the house, and it's funny. I won those trophies, and they sat on my table for a long time. And he would walk around saying, "Oh, you know, I won a trophy, and I did this," or, you know, he'd pretend to be on the phone and be like, "Oh, I got a plumbing call," and he'd walk away and talk on the phone, and then come back and be like, "Oh, you know, I got to go to Peabody, or I got to go to Melrose," and, you know, talk about him going out to work. So one thing that I did do was I actually built him a custom trophy for himself. So I kind of mimicked what my plumbing trophy was, but I put a valve switch on it so he can actually turn a gate valve to turn the light on and off. His name's there, Plumbing and HVAC National Champion, and he absolutely loves it. It sits in his room now. So
that's awesome. He's going to call you this real Super Mario.
Well, I mean, he could be the next ambassador for the trades, you know, start him off young, get him in the, exactly, you know, kindergarten, first grade, all the way up through, I mean, take that trophy, man. And
right.
walk around with it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Real quick, Craig, you mentioned this earlier. It's the current 2024 round one for plumbingnationals.com and HVACnationals.com. It's open. I think they opened last week. So you can go to either one of those websites if you're a plumber or HVAC tech or both and start entering and do the questions in round one and hopefully go on to round two. And I think it's exciting. As I mentioned to you before we jumped on, John and I are looking forward to working with both of the platforms and doing some promotion with them and hopefully get down there in Palm Beach later this fall when they have the 2024 championships.
But Craig, you can't re-enter enter this year, can you? It's just.
Oh no, I'm actively competing. Yep.
You are.
Yeah.
You're going to defend the title?
I hope I have an opportunity to go down. Yeah.
Okay.
No, HVAC started a few weeks ago. So they've been doing it, but plumbing started last Friday. The cool thing about this year is that they actually have current standings. So you kind of know if you're in the top 10 is listed right now. So if you're in the top 10, you kind of know where you are. Which is a cool thing to kind of watch week to week as they update it. But you can see your current standings. Go on, take it once a day, take it every day. You know, the biggest things I can tell, you know, the people listening is make sure you go in, take it every day. You'll learn a little bit more, you know, maybe you see something that you didn't know and you can look it up. You know, it's a great opportunity though. I highly recommend everybody doing it. I can almost guarantee you anybody that's in the trades has never been treated as good as they'll treat you when you go down there.
Well, as I recall, there's nearly, 40 or 50,000 entries into the HVAC and about half that into the plumbing last year. So that's pretty impressive to just look in the mirror and say, wow, I finished in front of, 50 or 60,000 other men and women in the trades.
Yeah, I mean it's so exciting to be part of it. I was so blown away when I went down there last year. It really what they were able to put together in such a short period of time and day after day with auto tech, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC was just mind blowing.
So when you go back to work, after this event at Boston University, are you like the rock star and?
Well, a few of the guys had some fun with it. One guy I had talked to a couple of people the night that I won, so it was Saturday night. I went back to work that Monday, and one of the guys had made like a T-shirt with my face on it, HVAC and plumbing champion, and it That's was awesome. They've had some fun with it. But I mean, it's BU has been so supportive of everything that has happened. Not only just BU, but the guys that are in the shop and, everybody around. Still to this day, I'll walk into a room and I'll be doing plumbing. And like, because I'm working in their area and they haven't seen me yet, they'll be like, oh, hey, you're that guy that won the champions, right? And it's a quick conversation. And because BU put out this mass, they send out the email to everybody and it's been crazy.
Hey, Tim, do you recall when we used to sponsor the PHCC apprenticeship contest?
In fact, I do.
And one of the entries, the guy, super nice guy, and they went to like the day before they had a kind of a meeting and here's what's going to happen. Here's a training. And they gave him like a manual of how to put the thing together. And then they gave him a manual like, don't do this. And the next day, he took the manual of "Don't do this." I think he installed the thing backwards or something.
I think he was a bit nervous in front of us, even though it's much smaller than these national championships. But yeah, he got a little nervous and unfortunately plumbed it backwards.
Oh man,
he did. If they judged it with a mirror, I think he would have won. But
absolutely,
yeah. But anyway. So real quick, you have two kids, you live up in Massachusetts. What do you like to do for fun?
traveling with the family really is our big thing. We love seeing, you know, all of the country, all of the world. Mm. If we're on an island as a family, that's our happy place. So, but really anything with the family is the most important for us. We enjoy, you know, playing games, going on hikes, spending time with the dog now that we got the dog, but, travel by far is our favorite thing to do.
What kind of dog?
We just got a boxer.
Boxer, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect dog.
Yeah. We used to have two. That was the dog we were going to get if we got one, but six weeks ago we got a dog. So,
well, Craig, I'm hoping you make it back to the finals in Palm Beach this fall. Hopefully, if you're listening to the podcast and you're interested, once again, plumbingnationals.com or HVACnationals.com. Both are open. You can register to enter in round one and hopefully continue on to the championships later this fall down in Palm Beach. Get on CBS Sports and hang out with some really cool people.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm hoping to also be there.
This Appetite for Construction podcast is brought to you in part by PERC, the Propane Education and Research Council. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially construction pros. It's a single clean energy source that can meet your project's performance, safety, and resilience goals while maintaining efficiency and lowering costs. See how propane can help meet your project's needs by visiting propane.com now. Propane, it's the energy for everyone.